Harper Audio presents Chefs, Drugs, and Rock and Roll. How food lovers, free spirits, misfits, and wanderers created a new American profession. By Andrew Friedman. Read by Roger Wayne. Gastronomy and cooking for me have always been about being a link in a chain, taking from the past, making my contribution, working hard on creating a legacy. I've had a lot of people show me a lot of different things to make me who I am, and I try to do that to my younger cooks. They're going to be much better cooks than I am. That's just how it works. You get better and better just being a link in the chain. In a culinary endeavor, where the traditions are so rich, it benefits you to know what happened before you, to study it and learn about it, to read about it and be fascinated by it. You have to understand who these people are so you can move forward. David Kinch. Staff meeting. Okay, gather around, everybody. Just a few things before we open the doors. This first note is for the kitchen. What follows is intended as a narrative, impressionistic summary of the transformation of professional cooking in the United States during the 1970s, 80s, and early 90s. While many prominent chefs from the era are profiled, this book by no means constitutes a comprehensive survey of everybody who contributed to the industry over the 20-plus years it covers. In our interview, Patrick O'Connell, chef proprietor since 1978 of the landmark hotel and restaurant The Inn at Little Washington in Washington, Virginia, made a helpful point.